Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredei Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Kibud Avoim, Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Dalet. In my version, it's the sub-paragraph, V'zeh Bechinas Golos Mitzrayim, Shehoya Al Pegam Abris. We dedicate the learning today, Lilui Nishmas, Yentefrad Al Bas, Rabbi Shuarye, Harini Kaporos Mishkova, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, b'sech shar chol Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal began a discussion regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we're going to go into the holiday of Pesach. V'zeh b'chinas golus Mitzrayim. Based on our introduction, we'll be able to understand, related to the topic of the golus Mitzrayim, shehoya al pegam abris, kayadua, which the Arizal explains, was because of the Pegama Bris on the part of Adam HaRishon, that during the 130 years that Adam HaRishon accepted upon himself to abstain from being with Chava, it's brought that during that period of time, there were forces of Tumah that caused Adam HaRishon to commit, to have Pegama Bris, to have Zera Levatola Rachmano Litzlan. And that the Arizal explains that that's the main reason why Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim in order to be misakin that. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, Hainu pegam hakovoid shetoli bepegam abris kanal. Meaning, when we talk about pegam abris, we're talking about being poigem in Hashem's kovoid, as we spoke about in the previous year. Ubefrat sheyodua shegolos Mitzrayim hoyelisakin pegam chet adam harishoyim, Upegam Doramabul, and especially since it's known, the Arizal speaks about this in the Pri Etz Chaim, in the beginning of the discussion on Pesach in Chag HaMatzos, that the Golos Mitzrayim was in order to correct the Pegam of the sin of Adam HaRishon and the Dor HaMabul, about which the Torah says Ki Hishchis Kol Bosor Es Darkoy Al Haoretz, that there also there was major Pegam Abris. Upogmu Bahaholodo, and since they were poigim in the bris, it means they were poigim in this process of bringing children into the world. Sheshom tolui ikar hakovoid, and as we mentioned the previous year, that's where the main kovoid of Hashem comes from when children are born, children that are going to go in the derech Hashem. Kimei elu hatipe moyach hoyu yecholin lohilit nishamois kedoshes bigdusha. Because from those droplets that originated in the brain, though they could have given birth to holy neshamos, ki oison hatipois sheyotzu levatolo, al yidei shehishchisu darkom, hoyu neshamos gevoyos moed. Because the Arizal reveals to us that those droplets that were wasted by Adam HaRishon and by the Dor HaMabul could have resulted in bringing very holy neshamos into the world. Ve'im hoyu boim beguf b'nei Adam al yidei hoylado, hoyu nizgadel kvoido yisporach al yodam. And if those droplets would have gone into human bodies through a healthy, kosher birth process, the kovod of Hashem would have been increased tremendously. Ki ikar hakovod al yidei hoylado, because as we mentioned earlier, quoting Likutei Moran, the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 71, that it's the main kovod of Hashem is elevated through a child being born, shemoylidin b'nei Adam, which is born to human parents, again versus Adam HaRishon, who was handcrafted by Hashem. Avoheim hishchisu darkon. However, unfortunately, Adam HaRishon and the people of the Dor HaMabul, and also the Arizal there mentions the Dor HaFlogo, they were mashchis darkon. They wasted the seed. Upogmu kvoida yisbor kavyochu, and thereby they damaged the kavod of Hashem. Ki bitlu hakovoid shohyo magilo yisborach al yidei habonim hanoylodim, because they wasted the opportunity for Hashem's kavod to be elevated through children that could have been born. Shehem hishchisu aysam, and they destroyed those potential children. V'alkein Avoin ze chomor ma'oid ma'oid, rachmona litzlan, rachmona lishezlan. And this is why the Torah tells us in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sifrei Kabbalah, everywhere, that this sin of wasting seed is very, very severe. May Hashem save us from this. V'hu avoin hagodol ba'Torah. This is the worst sin in the Torah. K'may shekasu b'Shulchan Aruch, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, chapter 23. Milvad hamavur b'chol hasforim. Besides what's written about this in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chasidus, ki be'emes hu avoin hagodol ba'Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the truth is, this is the worst sin in the Torah. Ki avoin ze chas v'shalom hu poigem kol ha'Torah kula. Because this sin is damaging the entire Torah. Ki kol ha'Torah v'hamitzvois loy nitnu ela b'shvil kvoido yisborach. Because as we explained in the previous year, the whole purpose of the Torah and all of its mitzvahs is to give honor and respect to Hashem, kidei sheyizgad el kvoidei yisborach al atachtoinim, so that Hashem's kavod should be elevated by us and over us in this physical world. V'chol ze tolui bibnei adam daika, and all of this is dependent on human beings. V'ikar bibnei adam hanoylodim me'av vo'eim alidei sarusa delesato, and especially dependent on human beings that are born to human parents through isarusa delesato, as a result of an arousal from down here below on earth. Nimtza, based on this, we could understand shebahazivug hakodosh tluyim kol ha'olamos kulam, that regarding this kosher, holy union between husband and wife is dependent all of the different worlds, not just our world. Ki hakol nivra b'shvil kvoda yisparah, because everything was created for the kavod of Hashem. Remember, we quoted the Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos, which quotes the pasuk where it says, lichvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. And the Arizal mentions that those four words, lichvoidi, refers to the olam ho'atzilus. Berosiv refers to the olam habriya. Yitzartiv, yitzira, asisiv, asiya. That all of the worlds, the purpose of the creation of all of the worlds is lichvoidi, is Hashem's kavod. V'ikar ha'kovoid tolui b'ha'hoylodo v'azivug daiko. And the greatest kovoid of Hashem, the main kovoid of Hashem, is dependent on children being born, on this kosher, holy union between husband and wife. Umi shepoigem bozeh, and a chas v'shalom, and a person who goes against this chas v'shalom, ubifrat kishepoigem legamri chas v'shalom, especially when the person goes completely against this, ume'abed u'mashchis hatipois hakdoishois legamri, and the person destroys and wastes the seeds that are supposed to bring children into the world completely, sheyotzim levatola chas v'shalom, whereby these seeds are wasted completely, ve'enoy nasa mehem b'nei adam, they don't result in children, human children being born, sheikar hakovoid hu klal kol ha'Torah, klal kol ha'olamos tolui boi, whereby the main kovoid of Hashem, which is the entire Torah and all of the worlds, are dependent on this, harehu ma'abed olam mole, the person is destroying a complete world, upoigem b'chol ha'Torah kula rachmanel tzlan, and the person is damaging the entire Torah. Ki hazivug dikdusha, Rav Nosson Zal is anticipating a question that everybody's going to ask. What about when a husband and wife together and it doesn't result in the birth of a child? Ki hazivug dikdusha, afilu im einoi bo lidei hoylodo, hu gamkein bechinas hoylodo bikdusha. Because when a husband and wife are together, according to the laws of the Torah, bikdusha, even if it does not result in a child being born, it's also a holy birth. Kinoilodin mehem nishmois geirim v'kiyose, because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that if human children aren't produced, this kosher, holy union between husband and wife produces, generates the souls that are needed for converts and other accomplishments that are accomplished by this. Ki ein shum zivug levatola kamuva, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that whenever a husband and wife are together in a kosher manner, that's never wasted. It's never a waste. There's always something very holy produced by this. V'nizgadel kvoitoy al kol ponim al idei ze kishahazivug bigdusha. And Hashem's kavod is elevated, at least, as a result of them performing this mitzvah with holiness. Afilu im einoy bolidei holodi, even if it doesn't result in a birth. Aval ha-poigen bebris, but a person who chas v'shalom goes against the Torah and behaves in a non-kosher way regarding this, ubefrat chet doir hamabul, especially the sin of the generation of the flood, shehoyu mashchisim darkam, where they acted in a completely disgusting way. The Torah says that humans were interacting with animals, all kinds of filth, bestiality, and zera levatola, zehu ikar pigam hakovoy. This is the greatest desecration of the kavod of Hashem, shehu pigam kol ha'olamos, pigam kol ha'Torah kula, which damages all of the worlds, the whole Torah. Ki poigem b'ha'olato, sheshom tolu ikar hakovoy, because the person is damaging this birth process, which is from where the greatest kavod of Hashem can result. V'nevroim al yodoy chas v'shalom mashchisim, and this creates destructive forces, destructive angels, shehem mematim kvoidoy chas v'shalom, which decrease the kavod of Hashem. Rachmara letzlan mehayonsha, may Hashem save us from this terrible, terrible punishment, chas v'shalom. Unfortunately, in today's times, the world has gone so wacko that this item has become accepted, Rachmana Litzlan. And unfortunately, there are many boys in the religious world who haven't been taught this Likutei Halachos, who haven't been taught about this topic properly. And it's a norm. It's a normal thing, Rachmana Litzlan. Vayidezeh hoya golus Mitzrayim. And this is what caused the Klal Yisrael to go down to Egypt, which resulted in our falling into the moichin of chutzlaretz, the seichel of chutzlaretz, shehu bechinas golus Mitzrayim, which, as we mentioned in the previous year, that's the concept of the golus in Egypt, lochein golo ami mibli das, lack of proper das. As a result of the Pigama Bris of the generation of the flood, where they committed all kinds of sins in this area. Shehu Iker Pigam Hakovoid Kanal. This is the most powerful thing that damages the Kovoid of Hashem. And this was also the sin of Adam Arishoyim, she'ochal me'eitz hadas toivora. The Torah tells us he ate from a tree that had the wrong kind of das, a das that was good and bad mixed together. Shehu bechinas moichin shel chutzlaretz. This term das toivora is another term for these moichin of chutzlaretz. Shehem bechinas machloikis, which are all about conflict, controversy, good and bad. Shehu bechinas toivora, that's what machloikis is. She'ein achdus v'sholem ben ha'afochum, where there's no unity between the opposites. Kamuva, as is brought in the Sefer Yaros Dvash. Gam pegam abris, and in addition, we're told, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Adam Arishon was poigim in the bris. Kemoisham Rabbi says, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 38, Ubishvil ze nofal mi moichin shel Eretz Yisrael, and because this resulted in Adam Arishon falling from the level of the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, Sheze Bechinas, this is what's meant when the Pasuk says, Vayegoresh Esa Odom Migan Eden. Hashem evicted Odom Arishon from Gan Eden, Ki Gan Eden Ze Bechinas Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael, Shem Bechinas Noyem Oelion. Because Gan Eden represents a place of this high Seichel, this Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, this divine sweetness that we spoke about in the previous year. Shezeh Bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says there, describing Gan Eden, Nohor Yoitze Me'eden Lahashkois Esagan, that there's a river that flows from Eden and waters this Gan. Shezeh Bechinas Oinek Shabbos. This is the concept of the pleasure of Shabbos. Eden means pleasure. She'oz Meir Hanoyam Ho'elyon Aleinu. On Shabbos is when this divine sweetness shines down upon us. Bebechinas Vehinoyam Hashem Aleikenu Aleinu Shomerim B'Shabbos. As we say that pasuk on Shabbos morning in Shachris in the Tefillah that we say, Tefillah L'Moshe. V'alkein Odom Arishon She'pogam B'Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Odom Rishon, who is poikim in this, Ayde Pegam Abris, Shu Pegam Akovoi, Ki Himshech Alatzmoi Moichin Shel Chutz Loretz, because Odom Rishon drew on himself this Seichel of Chutz Loretz, Shehem Bechinas Choivlim, which Rabbeinu Zal says there on the Kutim Ram, the Moichin of Chutz Loretz are Choivlim. Choivlim means damaging forces. Bechinas Machloikis, conflict. Bechinas Eitz Hadas Toivora, the Eitz Hadas, good and bad. V'alkein nizgareish migan Eden. Therefore he was evicted from Gan Eden. Shehu bechinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. Gan Eden represents the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein, and therefore the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, we know that all of this took place on Friday, the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Odom Arishon was created on Friday, and the Medrash gives us a blow by blow of what took place every single hour during that day. And when Odom and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was towards the end of Friday. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Shabbos Ogin Alohi, that Shabbos saved, protected Odom Arishon. Shabbos saved his life. The Medrash says that when Friday was coming to an end and Odom Arishon was still alive, Shabbos spoke up and said to Hashem, if you didn't kill him on Friday, you can't kill, why should he die on my day, on Shabbos? We know that Shabbos is called life. The Pasuk says, Toyameho Chaim Zochu. Those who taste Shabbos are experiencing life. Ki Shabbos hi bechinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael, because Shabbos is like the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, bechinas noyam ho'elyoim, this divine sweetness. Now note, a few lines earlier, Rav Nosson Zal mentioned the term oineg Shabbos. He was talking about the nohor hayoytse me'eden. It's brought that the word oineg is eden nohor gan. The term oineg, which means pleasure, is coming, is connected to this highest place of the Eden and the river that flows from Eden to water the Gan. That's this oineg Shabbos. In addition, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that Shabbos is the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah, when it refers to Eretz Yisrael, says many times it's a land that flows with milk and honey. Eretz zovas cholov udvash. The last letters of Zovas, Cholov, Udvash spell the word Shabbos. So Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one Bechina. They're both this Bechina of Gan Eden. Me'ein Olam Haba, Nimtza. We conclude, therefore, Shegolus Mitzrayim Hoyo Shenoflu Lemoichin Shel Chutz Loretz Al Yidei Pegam HaKovid Kanal. That the exile in Mitzrayim was an example of Klal Yisrael falling into these moichin of Chutz Loretz because of a pigam in kovoid. Ubishvil ze nizgalgel hadovor alidei shepogam Avraham viomar bamo eda ki roshena. And that's why the Torah also tells us that one of the reasons And one of the causes of the Jewish people going down to Mitzrayim was because when Hashem promised Avram Avinu that his family will be Zeichet Eretz Yisrael, Avram Avinu made a mistake in this, and he said, "How do I know?" Bamoeda uboze pogam b'moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. And by saying this, Avram Avinu was pogam in the seichel, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki omar bamoeda ki roshena. How do I know that I'm going to inherit it? Nimtza shepogam b'hadas v'hamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael. That eda, he wanted to know what he wasn't supposed to know at that time. Vaydeze yordu avoysenu l'mitzrayim. This resulted in our forefathers going down to Mitzrayim. Shehu b'chinas moichin shel chutzlaretz. Mitzrayim is this seichel of chutzlaretz. V'alkein ikar hagzeira hoya. And this is why the decree of Hashem was as follows. Hashem said, yodoya teida, you should know, ki ger yezaracho be'eretz loylohem, that your children are going to be strangers in a land that's not appropriate for them. Ki ikar hagzeira hoya shetzrichen lipoil lemoichin shel chutzlaretz. The main decree was that we would have to fall from Moichen of Eretz Yisrael into Moichen of Chutzlaretz, Shehu Bechinas Eretz Loilohem, which the Torah defines as a land that's not for us. Vezehu Yodoya Teda. And this is why the decree begins with these words, you should know, you should know. Dahainu Das Umoichen. The Torah is showing us that that's what this was all about. It was about a pigam in the das, in the moichin. Hainu shapigam hu bedas, sheze ikra golus, be'eretz loylohem. That's what golus is all about, lack of das. Lochein golo ami mibli das. Be'eretz loylohem, in a land that's not for us, hainu shenoflu lamoichin vedas shol chutzlaretz. The Torah is telling us that Klal Yisrael fell from Moichen of Eretz Yisrael into Moichen of Chutzlaretz. Rav Nosson Zal's showing us, in explaining the whole story of Golus Mitzrayim, how it connects perfectly with chapter 71 on Likut Imran, with all the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses in that chapter, about Kovoid and Pegamin Kovoid and the Bris, and Moichen and Moichen of Eretz Yisrael, Moichen of Chutzlaretz. And therefore, the one who took us out of Mitzrayim was Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Bechinas Das Elyon. The Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that Moshe Rabbeinu represents a very high level of Das, Bechinas Noyam Ho Elyon, this divine sweetness. Ki Moshe Hu Bechinas Kuf Pei Dalet, Kuf Samach Aleph. Because the Arizal explains that the word Moshe, which is Begimatria 345, is a combination of 184 and 161, Shehem Abba Ve'ima, which are Abba and Ima, Chachma and Bina. The combination of Chachma and Bina is Das. Shezeh Bechinas Noyam Ho'elyoin. And this is this divine sweetness that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran. Ki noyam bigematria kasa. Because the word noyam is bigematria 161, which is the milui of the Shem Ekye. And we know Hashem's name Ekye is Bina, or Keser. V'abba melubash shom kayadua. And we know that Chachma is cloaked in Bina. Bina kaviyachl is the case, the levush for Chachma. Kayadu, as is known, v'kamuva kol ze b'ksavim, and as all of this is explained in the writings of the Arizal. It's brought that Kuf Pei Dalid, if I'm not mistaken, is the achoyrayim of the Shem of Ayin Beis. V'gematria, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, we mentioned different times, has four combinations: Ov, Sog, Mo, and Bon. Ov, Ayin Beis, is when you write Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud. It's written with Yuds, and Yuds generally represent Chachma. Sug is when it's spelled Yud Vav Dalet. Yud Vav Dalet. Hey Yud. Vav Vav, leaving out the Yud there, I believe. And Hey Yud, the different combinations. I'm sorry, I don't have it on my fingertips right now. But this combination of Ayin Beis, when you do the Achirayim of it, Yud Vav Dalet, then Yud Vav Dalet Hey Yud, then Yud Vav Dalet Hey Yud Vav, and so on and so forth, it's Bigimatria 184. So the number 184 is associated with that Ayin Beis, which is corresponds to the Yud of Yud Kevav, which is Chachma. The number 161 is Ekya, which is Bina. Moshe is the combination of both. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, which is the combination of Chachma and Bina. Paragraph Hey. V'alkein lo yotzu mimitzrayim ad shehikoes hamitzrim be'eser makoes. And with this, we'll also understand why the Jews did not leave Egypt until Hashem first smashed the Egyptians with 10 plagues. Shehu lahachmia eser kisrin de mesavusa. This is in order to defeat the 10 crowns of Tumah, the 10 spheros of Tumah, as the Arizal explains. Ki pegam hakovoid hu pegam asoro mamoroi shebohem nivro ho'ilam. Shesharosham hu hakovoid. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Likutei Moran, chapter 71, that kovoid is associated with the 10 statements of creation. There's a pasuk, uveheicholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. All of Hashem's oimer, all of Hashem's amirois are kovoid. The asora ma'amorois, as they call, the 10 statements of creation are all kovoid. And again, there were these 10 statements representing 10 levels of kovoid. Ki hakoil nivro lechvoidoi, because everything was created for Hashem's kovoid. K'mo shekos Rabbeinu Zal Shumay Maranal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in chapter 71 of Likutei Moran. V'alkein al yidei pegam hakovoid. And therefore, as the result of the Pegam HaKovoid that was caused by Odom HaRishon and the Dor HaMabul, Shaydeze Nifkemu Bechinas Asora Mamorois, which damaged these 10 statements, Azai Yonkemize Chas V'Shalom Bechinas Asora Madregoi Shalohem Shel HaSitra Achra. This allows the 10 levels of the Sitra Achra to draw from the Kovoid, Chas V'Shalom. And this is why Hashem struck at the Egyptians with 10 plagues. Lahachmia ulevatel eser kisrin shelohem, in order to defeat and eliminate there the 10 crowns of the Sitra Achra, as it's referred to. Kalidei hamakois nizgadel kvoidei sporach. Because if you look in the Torah, when Hashem speaks about striking at the Egyptians, he says the purpose of this is to increase my kovoid. Kama shekosav etzel kol mak, as it says by all of the makos, leman teda ki Hashem horetz. I'm doing this so that you paroi and your people will know that the entire world belongs to Hashem. Ki ein kashem alekeinu, and as it says there, because there's nothing and no one like Hashem. V'kayotze bazeh, and the other statements that show that all of these 10 makos were all about Hashem's kovoid. V'hoyo oz b'chinas chidish ha'olam. And as a result of all of this, this resulted in a renewal of the world. Ki shideid hama'arochos al yidei hamakos. Because the Torah tells us that Hashem changed all of the stars and the signs of the zodiac through these makos, ki hutzrech lechadesh ha'olam, because Hashem needed mamish to renew the creation of the world, kal yidei pegam hakovoid, pegam asora mamorois, nifgam kol ha'olam, because as a result of the damage to the kovoid and the damage to the 10 statements, the entire world became damaged. Shekiyumoy al yidei asora mamorois, whereby the world exists and is sustained by those 10 statements. Shebohem Nivra, with which the world was created. V'alkein, Hutzrach Ato Lechadesh Olam. And therefore, Hashem had to renew the world. V'zehoyo al yidei Elu Ho'esar Makos. And this was accomplished through these 10 plagues. She'al yodom nizgadel kvoido yisporach. Which the Torah tells us increased and heightened and elevated the cover of Hashem. V'nizbatel v'nofal eser kisrin sholahem. And the 10 crowns of the Sitra Achra took a fall. Sheheim miut kvoido yispor kavyachol. They are involved in decreasing the cover of Hashem. V'oz nizchadei sholam. And then the world was created anew. Because by increasing the kavod of Hashem in a big way, this results in a renewal of the world. Because the whole original creation of the world anew and the whole existence of the world is dependent on the kavod of Hashem. It's for the sake of the kavod of Hashem. Ki hakol boro lichvoidoi, because Hashem created everything for His kavod. Interesting. This is the bracha that we say at a sheva brachas when a couple are getting married, where we know one of the main reasons is to bring children into the world. The first official bracha, the sheva brachas, is shehakol boro lichvoidoi. To emphasize that this is why we're getting married, because what brings about the greatest kavod to Hashem is bringing children into the world, kosher children into the world. Any questions, please?
Morning.
Yes.
Just going back to the previous paragraph in terms of Rav Nosson Sal writes, Ikka Gezera Al Yedei, that question that Avraham Avinu asked, but Ma'eda. So, in terms of the two elements, at least, this question and then previously there were all the Pagama Bris situations, how do they work together? What's the dynamic between them?
The answer is Pagama Bris is Pagam in Das. Remember, we're stressing that the droplet originates in the brain. The Tipazer originates in the brain. So whenever we're... And Pagama Bris begins with Machshavos Rois, that kind of thing. So these two are very much connected. The Moichen, the Das, the Sechel, and the Bris. There's a famous quote in the Zohar HaKadosh, which Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likutei Maran, Siluka di Yesoida ad Abba ve'ima, that the Midah of Yesoid rises up to Abba and Ima, to Chochma and Bina. So they are very, very much affected by the Shmira Sabris or the Pegama Bris.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Paragraph of, and this will explain why when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, we were zoche to matzah, shehi bechinas shefa noyam hoelyoin. Matzah represents the flow of that divine sweetness. Ki matzah hu moichin gedoilim me'oid. Because the Arizal tells us that matzah represents a very high level of seichel, kamuva, as is brought in the Kisvi Arizal. Remember, we said before when we spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe was a combination of two names of Hashem that represented Chochma and Bina. In the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Kuf Pei Dalet and Kuf Samach Aleph. 184 and 161. The Arizal says that the word matzah is bigematria of sog, of ayin beis, 72, and sog, 63, is 135, which is matzah. So matzah represents this chochma and bina, a very high level of moichin. Hainu bechinas noyam hoelyoin, which also is referred to as this divine sweetness. Shehu b'chinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael, which is the seichel of Eretz Yisrael. Ki matzah hu b'chinas lema'an tomoitzu v'hisanaktem miziv kevoida. Rav Nosson Zal says that the word matzah is found in a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, where it speaks about being zoichet to to rejoice and enjoy the light, the great light of Hashem's honor. Leman tomoitzu v'sanakta miziv kvoidon. Shezel b'chinas shefa noyam ho'elyoin. This is referring to this flow of this divine sweetness. Shehu ikar hatainuk ho'elyoin, which is the highest level pleasure. B'chinas oineg Shabbos. We refer to the pleasure of Shabbos, and remember, we said again, Oineg is this Eden Nohar Gan. Bechinas, as it says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofis Umanoamt Ahavo Betanugim. How beautiful and how sweet you are, the love of pleasures, the love of all pleasures. We see all of these terms coming together. This Noamt, this Noyam Ho'elyoin, and this the ta'anugim, v'zehu leman tomoitzu v'sanakte miziv kevoido. Hainu alidei hashpoas hanoyam ho'elyon shubchines matzo. What this is telling us is that when there's a flow of this divine sweetness, of which the matzah is an example of, matzah is this chochman bina, alidei zeh hakovoid zoz umemashmei shlovoi. This causes this the kavod of Hashem to move, and to and to come towards us. Ki ikar hishavus kvoido yisbar kaviyochel hu alidei haholado shebo alidei hashpoas noyam ho'elyon kemavur b'div Rabbeinu Zal Shom. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, what really generates this great kavod of Hashem is children being born, which is the result of a flow of this divine sweetness, which is what generates the ahava between husband and wife. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, leman tomoitzu v'hisanakte miziv kvoida, haynu she tomoitzu v'yelochem tainug minoyam ho'elyon. You'll have this bechina of matzah, and you'll be able to enjoy the pleasure from this noyam ho'elyon, Shemishom hakovoid zoz umemashmei shlovoid. That's what causes the kovoid to move, miziz miloshen zoz, to move and come towards us. Ki ikar hakovoid nishava misham. Because the main kovoid comes from there, from that noyam hoel, vezeo bechinas matzah. That's what the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach is all about. Paragraph Zayin. V'chomeitz, whereas chametz represents the seichel of chutz laretz, shehem choivlim, which is referred to, Rabbeinu Zal speaks of in that chapter, in the Ketoran, moichin chutz laretz is choivlim. Choivlim means damaging forces or damaged. Bechinas machloikis, controversy, conflict. Bechinas dinin, judgment. Shehu bechinas moichin de katnus, which is also referred to as moichin de katnus, constricted consciousness. Ki chomet, bechinas chometz usseor kamuva, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran, that chometz and seor represent dinim, moichin de katnus. It's brought that the word seor represents Hashem's midas hadin in three of its formats. We know that Hashem's name of Midas Hadin is Elohim. Elohim means judgment or judge. The Aleph of Seor is the Aleph of Elohim. The Shin is the Milui of Elohim. When you write Hashem's name Elohim by spelling out each letter as a word, Aleph spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, the way you pronounce it, Hey, and so on and so forth, it's Bigimatria 300. That's the letter Shin. And the Reish is the Achorayim of Elohim. When you write Hashem's name Elohim, Aleph, then Aleph Lamed, then Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem, it's Bigimatria 200. So the word Seor is Elohim in its three formats. The Poshut, the Aleph, the Shin, and the Reish. So we see that chometz and seor represent midas hadin, moichin de katnus, The term ki yischametz levavi means that my heart, my brain, will become spoiled, damaged, soured. That term sourdough, loshen kas v'sina. In that pasuk, ki yischametz levavi, it's referring to a person being angry at someone else or hating someone else. Bechinas machloikis, shu bechinas moichin shel chutz laretz. V'ikar moichin shel chutz laretz. And as we mentioned before, what generates these moichen of chutz laretz is when the kovoid is damaged. V'zeu bechinas chometz. That's what chometz is all about. Bechinas chamutz begodim, where a person's garments are soured, are spoiled. Hainu begodim moluchlochim, referring to filthy garments. Ze bechinas pegam hakovoid, which is a perfect display of damaged kovoid. Ki Rabbi Yochanan koro lemane mechabdusa, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kovoid. Gam, another point, chamutz begodim, Pirush Rashi. Rashi says on that pasuk, chamutz begodim, midam, that the garments have been soiled and damn it, but through blood. V'ze b'chinas chometz, shu b'chinas moichin shel chutz laretz, b'chinas machloikes v'kas v'sina, b'chinas pegam hakovoid, shu b'chinas damim. And that's what chometz represents. It's this seichel of chutz laretz, machloikes, kas, sina, and blood. Blood is also a display of midas hadin. Whiteness is always chasodim, and red is din. Ki iker hakovoid al yednei b'nei odom, kemvur shema mayronal. Because as we said earlier, the main kovoid of Hashem is generated by human beings, odom. Ve iker hu kishe bechinas odom b'shleimus. However, the real kovoid is generated when the odom is sholem. Ve'ikar shleimus bechinas odom hu'al yedei ho'alef sheba odom. And what really completes the odom is the aleph of the word odom. As the Zohar Kodesh says, ki les odom b'loi aleph. You can't have the word odom without that aleph. And the Zohar Kodesh teaches us that the opening letter of a word, that's the main part of the word. Avol kisho aleph nistalekes chas v'shalom. However, when the Aleph leaves the word Odom, Azai Nishar Dam, what remains is Dam. Hainu Bechinas is Gabrus Hadamim, meaning that the blood inside of the person becomes empowered. Shehu Bechinas Pegam Abris, which is the concept of Pegam Abris, when blood is flowing, like by the woman. A woman becomes tummy through a flow of a certain type of blood. Pegama kovoy, bechinas chamutz begodim, soiled garments that are soiled from blood. Hainu, what this means is sheha begodim, shein bechinas kovoy, the clothing, which we said Rabbi Yochanan referred to as his kovoy, meluchlochim chasushon, have been soiled al yidei his gabrus hadamim, as a result of the blood becoming powerful. Shehein bechinas dam nidus, which refers to tomei blood, like the blood that comes from a woman when she's tomei. She'al yodom nistalei kadibur. And this causes the dibur to be lost. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ne'elamti dumiyo hechisheisi mitoiv. I became silent. I was silent from any good. But it uses that term dumiya kimuva, that this dam, this wrong type of blood, causes a silence. It blocks the dibur. Ki ikar hakovoid al yedei hadibur, because the main cover, the main thing that generates kovoid is dibur. Shehu geder ha'odom, which is how we define human beings. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 194 of Likutei Moran, that man is called medaber. V'zehu ikar bechinas Pesach v'yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is what Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim are all about. Shetzrichen l'saken u'lahachmiya b'chinas hadamim, b'chinas dam nidos. The Arizal explains that on Pesach we're involved in correcting this negative blood, this dam nidos, shehem asora mine damim, which refers to the 10 types of blood, sheyinikasa mipigam hakavoid shvinas asora moris, which draw from the damaged kavoid, which means those damaged 10 statements of creation. Because as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran, there are 10 types of kavod. Ki yesh kavod proti b'chol maimor o'maimor me'asor ha'mamor shem nivra olam. Because each one of those 10 statements of creation resulted in the creation of a particular section of the world, which is supposed to produce and generate a certain kavod to Hashem. We said, ubeheicholoi kuloi oimer kavod. All of those amirais, all of those 10 statements are all kavod. Each one of those 10 statements created a certain piece of creation that's supposed to broadcast the kavod of Hashem. V'alkein kishayotzu mimitzrayim. And therefore, when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, hutzruchu lechol matzah. We had to eat matzah, shehi b'chinas noyam. Matzah, we said, represents this high-level sechel, this noyam. B'chinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. Shezehu ikir yitzias Mitzrayim. This is what coming out of Mitzrayim is really all about. Lotzeis mi moichin shel chus laretz, lovoi le moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. To leave the sechel of chutz laretz and to enter into the sechel of Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosuv, as it says about yitzias Mitzrayim, Va'oisanu hoitzi misham, Hashem took us out of Egypt, leman hovi oisanu el horetz Hashem shmela v'seinu, in order to bring us to the land which Hashem had sworn to our forefathers that He would give us. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is going out of Moichen of Chutz Laretz for the purpose of being zeichet to the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Any questions, please?
Rav Nosson, there's a question in the chat.
On one hand, matzah is chachma and bina. On the other hand, it's called bread of faith, which is the opposite of chachma yediyah. Could we explain both of these seemingly opposite bechinas in the matzah? The answer is that this is an example of showing us that one of the main functions of learning Torah, and especially the secrets of Torah, is to be able to see that everything is one. It's all really oneness. Hashem Echad Ushmay, Hashem is one and His name is one. Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. We just said that Elokim is Midas Hadin, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Chesed. Hashem Hu Elokim, it's all really oneness. So there are times when we refer to matzah as Moichin de Gadlus, a very high level of Seichel, and yet we're told that this was before Matan Torah, so we didn't really have such great seichel. It's only upon receiving the Torah, that's when we reached a much higher level of seichel, and that's why on Shavuos, we're allowed to have chametz and matzah. But at the same time, the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah show us that matzah represents a certain very high level of moichin. And again, it's all relative. It's relative based on the context that we're speaking about and based on what you're comparing it to. Pesach, compared to Shavuos, Pesach is Moichin de Katnus. Except for that first Seder night when Hashem shined a very bright light on us. However, still, because it was without proper Isarusa de Lesato, it's nowhere near as big as the light of Shavuos, the light of Matan Torah. So you need to know that everything is relative, number one, and everything has in it everything else. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and week. We should be zeichet to make all the proper preparations for Pesach and get out of Mitzrayim and enter into the real Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus, not where right now, unfortunately, there's tremendous bilbo, tremendous machloikis and conflict. We should be zeichet to see Moshiach come. Moshiach is called Sar Shalom, the Master of Peace. All the best.
Amen. Thank you.